Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Setting the Record Straight. This is your program host, Brenda K. Sanders. Thank you for tuning in to the program this evening. I greatly appreciate it. Well, it's been one of those days, those news days. Today, I was able to just look at with interest the number of stories that have been ongoing in the news. And I don't know about you, but I just get angry when I'm sitting there looking at what's going on. In America, we're really failing in the area of social justice. We're failing miserably in the area of politics. We're failing as it relates to our public officials. And we're just failing for fear. I was disgusted when I looked at the news accounts of the meeting with Donald Trump of black clergy. I mean, we're taught not to be prejudiced or judgmental, but I pray for them to have a supernatural visitation from God about who's who. When you can see supernaturally, then you can pretty much just zoom in on the answer that you are seeking. The Bible does declare that in the very last days, the very elect will be deceived. And I think we're looking at that day. My personal opinion about Donald Trump is he might be a nice guy. I've worked with people like that. Nice guy, but their interests simply don't mirror your interests. And you know where you are, you know where he is. And I don't believe he's going to have the sympathies that are needed to carry public office as the president of the United States. I believe they're looking for something that might not be there. Now, have I prayed and asked God about it? Yes, I have. As one that I believe I can see supernaturally, and God has given me that gift, I saw something. Now, I don't know what it means, but I'm not, as a result of that, I'm cautious, and we should be cautious before we, make such an assessment. I mean, compared to something like picking a mate, Hello. They always look good at first. Am I right? They always look good at first. What you have to do is step back and do an assessment and be patient and take your time before you endorse anybody. And I am an expert about politics, I believe, because having run, four races politically, I can tell you this, that politicians will say anything to get elected. What you need to do is find a track record. Someone with a proven track record. I'm sorry. Someone with a proven track record. I don't know why we reject politicians that have been in elective office before. I mean, what you're looking at basically are neophytes that have to practice to learn. They're not experienced. And they're subject to make some mistakes. They're going to have a big, big negative impact on our lives when they're just learning what to do. We do it in every other profession. We seek out the most experienced, the person that is the most experienced, the person that does the best in an office or a position, and we let them stay there, and we hire them to do a job. Why do we look at a president and say we can have just anybody? I don't think so. Why do we look at judges? Here in South Carolina, they're praying this young woman as a judge. They put a label there as a judge when she's never even been to law school. She doesn't have a law degree. She's not been verified or licensed professionally, and you make her a judge. That is irresponsible. It's irresponsible. It's probably some kind of political move to try to improve the image of this state or something. But let me tell you something. She's not experienced, has no experience. She's not been to law school. She's not a licensed attorney with verified, proven, tested, license. And so what are you putting her out there for? What are you doing? You're putting her out there to hate and hurt people, really. And that's what I have noticed. Even when judges are inexperienced, they make mistakes and people's lives are affected thereby. And so we should look to experienced politicians, public officials with a track record when we're talking about the office of the president and even other offices. We should look for a person with a track record. I know that you can name those persons right now. Who has a track record? Who's been there, done that, and knows how to do it? Let's stop this. Let's get something new. Let's get a doctor. Let's get somebody that's in entertainment. It simply won't work. I believe the track record for doing that is that we get total disaster, really, because it's the only place where we say we need something new. No, we need an experienced person to operate in that office and someone that has a heart for leadership. And so we have to make godly decisions regarding that heart for leadership. Just like pastors, God doesn't select just anybody. Now, there's a whole lot of them. But most of them, that's the danger of being in ministry. Most of them have not been proven. The license is free. You can get it on the internet. And they're not verified. They're not verified. They're not vetted. They're not tested as servants of the Lord. He said he called a lot, but he chose only a few. So, you know, we're looking at people standing up, acting as leaders, and they're not. Just because they're in the robe, in the pulpit, does not mean they're leaders. It does not mean that they have clarity of vision and a proven track record of what to do for that particular setting. It's scary to me. It's very scary. Well, I'm speaking of scary, and I'm pretty much going all around today. The Freddie Gray trial, I am just concerned that in trial after trial, they have an opportunity to rehearse testimony, rehearse who's going to say what and when and where, and six times over, they get a chance to do this. And I believe it impairs justice to me. And they're going to have six trials. Somebody's going to know what someone else said. Somebody's going to figure out what this person said. Okay, when my trial comes, I'll say this. It's just horrible that this judge did not leave these trials together. And this trial, this police officer is going on trial this week. They anticipate that he's going to testify against someone else. Well, then that means he had some collaboration with the other defendants. And it gives rise to my initial concern that they should be tried as co-abettors and conspirators, aiders and abettors, rather, and conspirators. They should have been all charged the same. And so there's a problem with that as well. They have six times to twist through this evidence and hopefully make a showing sufficient to bring a decision of not beyond a reasonable doubt. And I don't think the U.S. attorney or the attorney general there is going to be breaking her neck to win a case like this. I don't think so. I don't know the politics of Baltimore. I don't know the attorney general there. But it just disturbs me that they have six times to get it right, six times to review testimony and go again, six times to go again. Okay, let's go again. Let's say this. Let's say this. I don't like that. I just think it's so prejudicial. It's so prejudicial to Freddie Gray's family. It's going to help the officers, but it's going to hurt justice. And that's just my opinion. That's the way I feel about it. I think it is really not serving justice to have all of these trials following one after another. The final thing I want to say is that I also looked at the press conference of the Chicago mayor, Rule Emanuel, is it? And he indicated that the chief of police of Chicago has been fired. I think that is a good move. That's a good move. That is a start toward getting a positive and just result in Chicago. I was impressed with the reporters there at that conference. They were very diligent, very vigorous to inquire about the truth. And it seemed as though they wanted to say the truth, find out the truth. And I was so impressed. I'm saying, wow, this is what I thought the be. And they did their job in that conference, and I was so impressed with the media there today. And he had to really pull it from within and give them truthful and credible answers about what has taken place there with that Officer Van Dyke. I lastly want to talk about how I think in one of the broadcasts I did see where he's claiming self. Come on, that is just so ludicrous to me. You saw the tape. There's no such thing. It's one thing to claim it, but to really, really be credible and truthful in the matter, he is not. He doesn't look credible at all. And so I don't think that's his defense that's going to go anywhere unless there are people there that are intent on setting him free, intent on setting him free. It says that, you know, everyone was talking about how the settlement claims of the Freddie Gray case sent a message, a premature message that the settlement send a message someone culpable in the criminal case. Someone might take that as a suggestion or reference to their guilt. And I'm saying the same thing about letting him out on a $1.5 million bond. This man is walking the street as though he has done nothing wrong. that sends a message, too, that we want him free. We want him to be walking the street. And so we also should be looking at that as some kind of indicator, to a possible indicator to the jury about what to do. He's walking the street. He's out on bail as if nothing has taken place, treated like a normal human being, when in other situations, most situations, where I come from, all situations, he would be remanded without bond and sitting in a jail cell, as the officer is here in South Carolina. He's sitting in a jail cell. There's no wonder in the street. There's no going into the grocery store, doing what you want, going to the movies or whatever he's doing. He should be in a jail cell, no question about it. So I would be concerned that a jury would take that as a cue, oh, maybe we should set him free for good. It's possible. Anything can happen in these cases, but it is definitely very difficult to determine how it is that this is being done over and over and over. Well, okay, I guess I'm closing the program today. I kind of talked about various topics. I thank you for listening to the program. Hopefully I've said something that will help us to look at these events in different ways and from different angles, and hopefully get involved and do something about them. You may go to the link at blogtalkradio.com/settingtherecordstraight2015. If you wish to listen to this episode or any other episode on the show page, you may email me at bks1233@outlook.com. If you have a question, a comment, or information. Thank you again for listening to the program. Have a blessed evening.